Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 1st of May 2023. It's great to have you with us. The Bible reading today is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 16. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another. Be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with a blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behaviour in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. Today's article, titled Seeds of Faith, was written by Kirsten Holmberg. Last spring, the night before our lawn was to be aerated, a violent windstorm blew the seeds off our maple tree in one fell swoop. So when the aerating machine broke up the compacted soil by pulling small cores out of the ground, it planted hundreds of maple seeds in my garden. Just 2 short weeks later, I had the beginnings of a maple forest growing up through my lawn. As I frustratedly surveyed the misplaced foliage, I was struck by the prolific abundance of new life a single tree had spawned. Each of the miniature trees became a picture for me of the new life in Christ that I, as merely one person, can share with others. We each will have countless opportunities to give the reason for the hope that we have in the course of our lives. When we suffer for what is right, with the hope of Jesus, it's visible to those around us and might just become a point of curiosity to those who don't yet know God personally. If we're ready when they ask, then we may share the seed through which God brings forth new life. We don't have to share it with everyone all at once, in some kind of spiritual windstorm. Rather, we gently and respectfully drop the seeds of faith into a heart that's ready to receive it. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for growing the seeds of faith in my life. Help me to share the reason for my hope, you, with those who ask, and may they grow in their love for you. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.